From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can also email us your questions and answers this hour. Send those to anything@kera.org. That's where we got this stack to start us off this week. Stephanie in Denton says, I'm a graduate student. I was writing a paper several days ago when I began to wonder how the standard fonts, Times New Roman, Arial, Courier, for example, originally got their names. She says, I suspect it has something to do with different newspaper fonts, but I can't find a definitive answer. That's why we do the show. Call us, 800-933-5372. Jennifer, who listens in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, writes and says, I'd like to know why we feel hot when it's 98 degrees or even above 80 when our body temperature is 98.6. We even feel hot, she says, when we are not moving or in the sun, like when we're sleeping, and want the air conditioner around 75 degrees. Nick says via email, I heard that almost all the lakes in Texas are man-made lakes. How exactly are they made? Many of the lakes are huge. Do they just reroute a river to fill up a big hole? How'd the hole get created? Did someone dig it out? I think, Nick, that they just dam up a stream or a river or a creek or something, and then it just fills up the area. But it's a good question. Someone will know the real answer at 800-933-5372 or via the web, anything@kera.org. A couple more before we go to the phones. Valkyrie asks, where do all the recalled tomatoes end up from the recent salmonella tomato recall? And question number two, can the recalled tomatoes be converted into biofuel? 800-933-5372. Chris in Dallas says, I recently had a flooding issue which has caused some minor mildew on a carpet. Luckily, there's no mold, and it's a relatively small corner of the carpet. So I'm looking for an alternative to steam cleaning the whole room. Can anyone recommend a non-toxic, eco-friendly treatment that I can use on the underpad and the carpet? Holly, who listens in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hello, Holly. Says, what's the purpose of the embedded button on the front of foil bags of either ground or whole bean coffee? That's a one-way valve that, as you know, if the coffee is packaged somewhere and the atmospheric pressure is different there than where it's shipped to, it'll allow air to escape from the coffee package but not allow air to get back in. And I like it because you can squeeze the bag of beans and kind of get a whiff of the flavor. And second question from Holly, what's the tipping situation with Sonic car hops? Do they make a low per hour wage like waiters and waitresses and depend on tips to make up the rest of their salary? Or do they make at least minimum wage and tips are just extra? And what is considered a good tip and are tips expected at Sonic? Call us 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Let's get started today with Angie in Fort Worth. Hello, Angie.
I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, it's the first time calling. I have a dog, a Rottweiler, full blood, and the dog have a lot of skin condition. I took it to the vet, and I tried so many shampoos and so many things, but nothing seems to help. I have somebody that can give me an opinion or give me an answer that I can do about my dog.
So he's got like skin allergies? He's allergic to grass and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we'll ask and see if we get some suggestions for you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Angie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Up next is Jeremy in Dallas. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
So I've heard two different definitions of Gnosticism recently, and I don't know if these are two different schools of Gnosticism or you know, why these two don't reconcile. But one seems to think that the Gnostics believe that the Christian God Jehovah is sort of a sub-deity or a demon, if you will. And he's keeping us from the true creator, which is a feminine sort of Taoistic principle. So it rejects the masculine and embraces the feminine. The other view of Gnosticism is that it rejects the body and the material, the physical world, Mother Earth, you know, and embraces the spirit. They seem to contradict each other, and I'm wondering if anyone can reconcile those two for me.
Well, we'll give it a shot.
Gracias.
All right, thanks. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. That's where we got this from BB, who says, I'd like to plan a trip to Italy. Can someone please refer me to a few reputable tour companies that help with flight, hotel, and guided tours. We'll take a few suggestions on that at 800-933-5372 or via anything at kera.org. Stephen writes, when is the construction on I-35E between Denton and Louisville going to be completed? Says, it looks like they've just left it halfway done. It's been this way for a couple of years now. And also ask, what do the mile markers along the highway mark from what point to what point? Say you're going I-35E and pass mile marker 461. From what point is this 461 miles from? Also, the mile markers going from east to west and north to south are different. So when you're traveling east or west, what distance is being marked? And the same for north and south. Well, I can tell you at least part of the answer, Stephen. The mile markers on the interstate highways mark the distance from the state line. So if you're traveling on I-10, and I think it increases as you head, well, it increases as you head either east or west or north or south. Someone will give us an answer on that. But when you are at mile marker 461, you are 461 miles from one of the state borders, north, south, east, or west. And someone will call with the real answer. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next is Millie in Dallas. Hello, Millie.
Hi, good afternoon.
Same to you.
I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
I was wondering if you can help me with this one. I love to watch movies, and I've noticed on a lot of the Hollywood movies, sometimes when the person is speaking, on the bottom there's words or phrases of what they're speaking, and it's not a translation because the movie's in English, and it seems to be exactly what they're saying, but you can clearly know what they're saying on the movie. So I was just wondering, sometimes, there's like two phrases, those two sentences that come up on the movie, on the bottom of the screen. I was just wondering what that was about.
So when it's in a different language, when the characters are talking in a different language?
No, it's in a movie, and it's in English phrases on the bottom. And I was like, well, it's not a translation because it's in English, and the phrases are in English on the bottom. So I don't know if my gathering, I was thinking maybe those phrases are put there to emphasize what's going on.
Is this in a dramatic film or a documentary?
No, just a regular film.
Huh.
Just like, I've seen it in a lot of movies, and all of a sudden just a couple of phrases will pop up on the bottom.
Well, I know that producers sometimes in docs or news reports will... If they decide that someone might be difficult to understand because of the audio recording quality, or maybe they have a non-standard accent, but they're speaking English, that the producer will decide to put subtitles in, or if they're whispering or something. But I don't know when it's just plain to hear, and I don't know, we'll ask someone.
Yeah.
Someone will know.
Yeah, or maybe I can understand accents, I guess, but. I mean, it happens. It'll happen in a comedy, or I've seen it happen in drama movies. I've seen it in thriller movies. All of a sudden, there's just those two sentences.
And is this on broadcast cable or DVD or at the actual theaters?
I'm at an AMC theater watching
really?
A movie.
Really? Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll ask, and someone will have the answer. All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye. 800-933-5372.
Email anything at kera.org. Aaron has a couple of questions that we've had before, but I can't remember the answer. The first is, where does the saying 86th come from? Like if they run out of hamburgers, or if you want no mayo on your hamburger, they say 86th mayo. I think it's some shorthand that started in New York, but I can't remember why. The second he asks is, let's say you're driving down a highway at 65 miles per hour. There's a fly buzzing around inside your car. If you were to slam on your brakes, everything in your car would come hurling forward. What happens to the fly? I think the fly would probably move forward as well. Someone will call. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. It is anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. And up next is Matt in Grapevine. Hello, Matt.
Hello. I have a question about practice among bullies and kids. The bully will take the smaller kid and twist his arm or whatever and make him cry uncle, and I want to know where the uncle comes from. Why do they say that?
I'm looking right now, it's not in here. I was looking in what I have within reach is this book called Why You Say It, and don't have it here. Someone will know the answer and call us.
All right.
Thanks, Matt. 800-933-5372. Up next is Michael in Midlothian. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
It's going well.
Yeah, I have an answer for the question about the font names.
Sure.
They're really named by the person who designed the font. There's a fantastic documentary called Helvetica that came out, I think it came out last year, and it goes through the whole process of how they designed the Helvetica font. And
it wasn't last year the 50th anniversary of Helvetica?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And it being it is the most used typeface in the world, they went into a lot of how they designed it and all that. And actually, Arial that you get in on Microsoft products is a ripoff of Helvetica.
Okay.
And so, but yeah, it's generally just the font designer names the font after they are done with it. And there's some really amazing creative people that make fonts, and I wish I was one of them.
So they can name it whatever they want, I guess.
Pretty much. The Helvetica font was initially going to be called some really bizarre name with the name of the company that the guy worked for.
Right.
And then the word grotesque was in it. I'm not sure why. Then they changed it to Helvetica, which is the Latin name of Switzerland.
Hmm.
And then they decided that they would call it Helvetica, and based on that, and that's how that font got its name. And Times New Roman is from New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where the New Roman comes from.
Okay.
But
well, thanks for getting us started on the answer, Michael. Thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem. How's it going?
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next is Barrett in Plano. Hello, Barrett.
Hey there. Hey, I was just calling about the button, the one-way valve you worked back in the coffee bag.
Okay.
There's a little additional information. It is a one-way valve. It will allow a bag to, you know, change in barometric pressure, let accumulated gas out. But furthermore, it allows companies, in particular Starbucks, that likes to bag their freshly roasted beans immediately, so while they're still hot, into bags and seal them, because when the beans are cooling, they are off-gassing still from the roasting process, and they need that room in the bag to expand. So it allows companies to bag with the ultimate timeline for freshness.
Great. Hey, Barrett, thanks very much.
You bet.
All right. 800-933-5372 is the phone number, the email address, anything at kera.org. We got John in Dallas said, check out the movie Helvetica 2007 to answer all your questions on this font. Ida says, regarding Gnosticism, the teaching company has a great course, 24 half-hour lectures concerning Gnosticism. It's taught by Bart D. Ehrman, chair of the Department of Religious Studies at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. The title of the course is Lost Christianities, Christian Scriptures and the Battles Over Authentication. Ida says it's a great course, and it explains all about Gnosticism. Shannon Dallas says the car hops at Sonic make minimum wage. They have to pay taxes on their tips. 25 cents per order is generally a good tip, though I generally pass them a dollar or so. It's not a fun job, especially during the hot summer months. Kay says, regarding a trip to Italy, check out Rick Steves' website. Kay says it's a no-brainer. It's probably a great suggestion. Dan in Oak Cliff highly recommends Avanti Destinations, A-V-A-N-T-I. And regarding dog skin problems, Dane says, we use wellness brand food and treats. This cleared the problem up nicely. First, we were using the wellness food and still using milk bones for treats. This was a mistake. The milk bones were the real culprit. Once we switched to the wellness brand treats in combination with the wellness food, the problem cleared up. If the skin condition is really bad with hot spots and bleedings, a small dose of prednisone from your vet can help to start the healing process. And Kendra says, my dog had the same unfortunate skin condition. Someone told me to change his diet to a food with lamb in it, and that has seemed to help quite a bit. It's anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything at kera.org. We'll be right back. It is anything you ever wanted to know from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything at kera.org. And that's where these answers to last week's questions came. Don in Denton says, It is possible to reserve exit row seats on American Airlines at the time you buy the ticket. However, it may be that they hold these seats for their frequent flyers because there's more legroom. For example, he says, I have gold status with American Airlines, can always reserve exit row seats. Before I was gold, the seats were not often available. Joel writes in about the question about what speed the knuckleball has to be thrown to be unhittable. Joel says the knuckleball, unfortunately, is not an unhittable pitch at any speed. It is, however, if thrown correctly, very difficult to hit. The physics behind the pitch are what makes the pitch hard to hit. It's not any particular speed, but the lack of movement or spin of the ball. The pitch is basically an optical illusion, and there are very few pitchers in the majors who throw it well. Phil Niekro was a great knuckleballer. Presently, Tim Wakefield is the best in the game. But even he has a 4.33 lifetime ERA. If there is a slight rotation of the ball, and very slight, it gives the appearance the ball is moving side to side rapidly, when actually the ball is not thrown with near enough speed or movement to make it move at all. Even great hitters are fooled by the pitch every now and then, but it's not unhittable. Thanks, Joe. Thanks very much, Joel, for that. Regarding the DTV converter box and distributing around the house, Stuart writes us and says, to do this right is expensive and complicated. You're probably better off just buying a converter for each TV in the house. The main problem, Stuart says, is that each converter will only transmit one channel at a time. You change the channel on the converter, not on the TV. He says, I believe the caller specifically mentioned wireless. There are wireless AV transmitters that could do the job, but may not work depending on the distance, interference, etc. You can find them at Radio Shack, other electronic stores, and certainly on the internet. Stuart also says, getting an emergency exit row seat on American, these can only be reserved in advance by elite frequent flyer members. If you fly on American Airlines a lot but don't have elite status yet, there is a secret shortcut. He says if you Google AA Gold Challenge, you can find the details. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to John in Denton. Hello, John.
Hey, Jeff. I'm calling with an answer to the why we feel too warm when it's maybe the exact same temperature as our bodies are outside.
Right.
Well, we're exothermic creatures, so we need to be releasing heat at all times. We're not in stasis if our environment is the same temperature as we are. We need to be exuding heat. And so, also, most of us are not nudists.
So you need to be in a cooler space so that you can exchange heat with your environment.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, John.
You bet.
Up next is Bailey in Dallas. Hello, Bailey.
Hello. I had a calling for the answer for the why they have the subtitles under the movie screen.
Yeah.
I think they do that because sometimes when the people are talking too quiet while the producers are watching, like, the final air before they put it out on to the movie theaters,
right.
If it's too quiet, they put it under there just to make sure that everybody can understand what the person's saying.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure it's pretty opinionated on how the director wants it to be. So it's not just random.
Okay. Thanks very much.
No problem.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Harry in Dallas. Hello, Harry.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. The first thing I want to give is the answer to when I-35 Interstate Highway 35. In the Louisville, wherever area will be finished.
Right.
Okay, the Texas Department of Transportation is extremely good about giving the public information because we work for the public. They need to call 214.
Okay, Harry, actually, I'm going to put you back on hold and get that phone number on hold from you.
Okay.
You're saying that there is an information line that people can call.
Yes, they call the public information, call the department head. And they will ask for the public information section.
Okay.
And they will answer any questions concerning the highways.
Okay.
They don't have any secrets in Texas.
Okay. And you had a question as well?
My question is, this is a 2000 S40 Volvo. If every 3 months to 4 months, this check engine light will come on. And then the first time they said it's the computer need fixing, they did it. No charge. Second, this is the cap, no charge. Then after, for the last 2 or 3 years, It comes on about every 3 to 4 months. You take it to Volvo,
right.
They charge you $200 or more to fix it. And nothing is wrong with the engine. I think something is definitely wrong. What is wrong, and how do you fix this without constantly going to the Volvo,
right.
$200,
and
Volvo,
it's like clockwork. You're saying it's about four times a year.
Yes, and nothing is wrong with the car.
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay. well, we'll ask, and I'm going to put you on hold so we can get that number from
okay.
you, okay? Hey, thanks very much, Harry.
You're welcome.
Hold on. 800-933-5372. Up next is Buddy in Duncanville. Hello, Buddy.
Hey, pleasure to talk to you.
Hey, thanks for calling.
On the mile markers,
yeah.
they generally ascend as you drive north and as you drive east.
I used to know that, so
yeah,
I just wasn't sure.
So, for example, when you I-20 at the Louisiana line, I believe, is marker 633, but it's only 633 miles to the end of I-20.
Right.
When it merges with 10. So, actually, you could begin or end at the state line or begin or end
where the highway starts
or finishes. Exactly right, yeah.
Very good.
And I'll tell you, there's a glitch in the markers on 75 past McKinney. You lose about 4 miles. The markers are mismarked. That's kind of funny. But I have a question.
And it's not an interstate either. So
no,
it's not part of the interstate system.
But they mile. And, of course, your exit number matches the mile marker.
Right.
But that's not true in all states. It doesn't do that in Florida, which caused me to get lost really bad one time. But I have a question, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And this occurred to me while I was holding. You mentioned that the temperature was 91 in Dallas and 84 in Fort Worth. And I'm just curious as to why. I mean, what is the meteorological reason for that? I don't think Fort Worth is at a higher elevation.
I'm hoping that means a cold front is on its way.
Well, I guess that could be true. That would account for 7 degrees. Usually
yeah.
it's 1 or 2.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Because, you know, sometimes you can sort of look at the temperature in Wichita Falls and get an idea of what's headed our way, whether it's warm or cool. But I have no idea. I haven't looked at the radar. But someone may know.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Bye. 800-933-5372.
Email anything at KERA.org. Last week, we also had a question about a woman whose daughter is concerned about the sun, you know, running its course, and I guess going supernova and, sort of ending our little solar system's run here. And Grant sent us a little project to help calm her daughter's nerves about the sun going out. Said, get a spool of string that it's extremely long. You'll need about 400 feet of string. Then at intervals along the string, put a small piece of tape to mark the major events in the Earth's history. Things like the various prehistoric eras the dinosaurs lived, like the Jurassic era, when the dinosaurs disappeared, things like that. Wikipedia can help you with the dates. And each inch of string is roughly 1 million years of history. About an inch from the end of the string that represents the present, put a very slim piece of tape, and that's basically the whole of human history, and marks the present day. Then take the string outside and unwind it, showing your daughter just how long the Earth has been around. Then show her how little of the string represents her 10 years of being alive. Explain that she will be older than her grandmother is before we even get to the end of the string. Then turn around and point to a tree or building roughly 400 or 500 feet away from you in the other direction from where you stretched out the string. That is roughly when scientists think the sun will go dark. Hopefully, Grant says, this will help explain that it will take far too long to reach that point for her to worry about it, and will teach her something about the history of the Earth as well. Regarding the question about the pool, coin-op pool table's cue ball and why it comes out when the other ones don't, Justin says from Fort Worth that the coin-op pool table's cue ball is a slightly different weight than the rest of the balls, so the system weighs the balls and knows where to send it. And Chris in Texas says, depending on manufacturer, there are three popular ways that the table is designed to recognize the cue ball. The cue might be slightly larger and heavier. The cue may have a hollow center, therefore lighter. And the third one, embedded in the cue are two metal rings, and a magnet pulls the cue aside. Those are great answers. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk to James in Dallas. Hello, James.
Hello. I'd like to confirm the answer of the earlier caller about the mileage markers
okay.
on interstates. And that is true. They begin with zero from west to east and from south to north. from the beginning of the interstate, and if the interstate crosses a state line, then it starts over again at zero.
Okay, very good. James, thanks very much.
And also, the interstates are marked evenly. The even interstates are horizontal from west to east, and the odd-numbered interstates are vertical from south to north.
And the loops are three-numbered.
Yes, loops are three-numbered, and 635 appears to be east to west in its numbering, mm-hmm. but that's because it begins on the southeast corner of Dallas, and it's actually starting from south to north, so it continues around Dallas, and it appears to defy that
right.
rule, but because it's originally a south to north loop, it follows the number scheme.
Very good. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Up next is Jim in Dallas. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Jeff. I've got an answer about the 86th.
Okay.
When I was living in New York a few decades ago, I did some studies about the local folkways there, and I heard this over and over again that during World War One, the Germantown in Manhattan started at 86th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And if people were drunk, and there was a great deal of animosity towards the Germans at the time, then they would throw them out of the bars and say, get back to 86th Street.
Mm.
And it just abbreviated down to your 86th.
Okay. Well, that's...
I heard it over and over again while I lived there, so I haven't ever found it in a book or anything. But.
Sure. Well, we'll call it the definitive answer, at least right now.
Okay, doke.
Thanks, Jim.
All right.
800-933-5372, line open there. Email always open, anything at KERA.org. Don says, I'm going to guess that the words at the bottom of the screen are closed captioning. If it's happening in a movie theater, it may be that one of the patrons has requested the captioning be turned on for them, except I think our caller said it's just a couple of phrases. Ben in Dallas says, we feel hot when the outdoor temperature is near or above our body temperature because our bodies are constantly producing heat as a byproduct of bodily functions. That heat must be released in order to keep our bodies at a constant temperature of 98.6 degrees. That heat is released primarily by sending the blood close to the skin, allowing the heat to transfer to the cooler air surrounding the body through the process of convection or evaporation via sweating. But of course, the hotter it is outside, the harder it is for the heat to transfer. Reese in Frisco says our bodies generate heat through metabolism, happens continually whether it's hot or cold outside. The temperature of neutrality for body heat is in the mid-70s of Fahrenheit. If it's cold, the body can generate more heat through shivering and increasing metabolism. If it's hot, the body can shed heat primarily through sweating and the evaporation of sweat. So I think we got that one. If a fly is in the car, this is from someone. If a fly is in the car when you slam on the brakes, his movement will not be affected. He or she, the fly, will be in a slightly different location because you slammed on the brakes. And the fly's location will change in the total volume of the car. If he or she is sitting somewhere, he probably won't move either because their feet stick on. 800-933-5372. Up next is Denny in Dallas. Hello, Denny.
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
Most swimming pools are painted either white or light blue. If you were to paint your swimming pool black, would the water be warmer or cooler? You know, one theory would be that the solar energy would be absorbed into the ground and it would be cooler, or if it's light, it would be reflected and then, you know, warm twice. So I don't know. Would it be warmer or cooler?
I would guess it would be warmer. Wouldn't you think?
Well, unless that heat is absorbed into the soil.
True. Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks.
All right, thanks. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Anant writes from Dallas, what material are erasable wall planners made of, and where can I get a blank sheet of that material? David writes and says, where was the location of the first Half-Price Books in Dallas? I say it was in the Lover's Lane near Inwood location. My girlfriend says it was a location in Farmers Branch. Says, I've looked at their website, but it only states that the first location was in a converted laundromat. I remember that laundromat, but my girlfriend doesn't believe me. Please settle our dispute. Mahmood wants to know why earth-moving equipment is painted yellow. Marcus wants to know why this time of year water drips from magnolia trees like rain, even when the tree has not been recently watered and it has not rained within the last few days. What's up with this? I think that's transpiration. The bottom of leaves have the bottom of, you know, plant leaves have a little opening that opens and closes, and some water vapor can drip out of that. I think that's probably what it is. Someone will confirm that, hopefully, at 800-933-5372. Greg, writing from Dallas, says, I recently bought a mini lathe and wonder if anyone can direct me to local classes on machining so that I can learn more about operating. He said, I checked with the Dallas County Community College District, was unable to find any classes available. Julia in Arlington says, I don't remember much of my high school biology class and was wondering whether or not ants and other insects breathe. 800-933-5372. Up next is David in Fort Worth. Hello, David.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
I was wondering why, if the Irish are called Celtic and they derive from a barbaric tribe called the Celts, why the city of Boston, which is full of Irish immigrants, call their basketball team the Celtics?
It's a great question, and we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Up next is Michael in Dallas. Hello, Michael.
Hi. I have an answer to the Volvo question.
Okay.
I had an old 92 7 Volvo, and every now and then when I needed to change my oil, I would get a check engine light. But it would go. It would typically go away after I changed the oil.
Okay, so when it was when you needed to change the oil, it would sort of come on.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
And also an answer to the fly question as well.
Okay.
If you're putting on the brakes at 75 miles an hour, the fly is still going 65, so it's going to move forward just like your body's going to move forward when you put on the brakes.
Very good.
All right.
All right. Thanks very much. 800-933-5372. Richard in Mansfield agrees with you, Michael. The engine light comes on when the car's computer believes an oil change is required. If you have your oil changed by a service station, they should reset that counter for you for no additional charge. Martin says 86 refers to the F-86 fighter, which had an incredible kill ratio in its day in Korea. Thus, the term 86 the onions pays homage to the F-86, meaning remove or wipe out the onions. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything@kera.org. We'll be right back. And from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's anything you ever wanted to know. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number, 800-933-5372. Email address, anything@kera.org. Your questions, your answers for the rest of the hour. And up next is Marcia in Fort Worth. Hello, Marcia.
Hi. I had a question.
Okay.
When people say coming out of the closet, as referring to gays, why is it a closet?
Well, according to this Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary 11th edition, closeted can have a reference to someone who is homosexual but isn't public about their homosexuality. But it also says that it means intensely private. So perhaps, you know, it just came from, you know, not being intensely private about your status. But we'll ask. Someone will probably have a better answer than that.
Okay. And also I have an answer for the first location for the half-price books.
Yeah.
I think it was on Park Lane near Northwest Highway.
Very good. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
All right. 800-933-5372. Matt in Grapevine. You're on the air. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, I had a question earlier, but this time I've got an answer about the Volvo, the check engine light.
Okay.
Your other people were right that that's probably just a reminder to do periodic maintenance on it, but there's also a trick to make it go off yourself if you do the oil change yourself or just feel like skipping it.
Okay.
You can often hold down the odometer's reset button, you know, that makes your trip odometer go to zero.
Right.
Hold that down for about 10 seconds when you turn the car on, and that'll usually be... That's usually what the maintenance guys at the shop do when they do the oil change.
So that's $200. That's a $200 operation there.
Well, you have to do the oil change, right, but that makes the light go off. So makes the car aware that you theoretically did all the periodic maintenance.
So do you? Let me ask you one clarification. Do you turn on the car and then push it in, or do you push it in and hold it in while you're turning the car on?
Yeah, hold it in while you're turning the car on. You don't have to start it up; just turn it on.
Oh, okay.
Hold it down about 10 seconds. That's how Hondas do it. Maybe Volvos do it a little differently, but it's probably in the manual.
Okay. Hey, thanks very much.
Yep.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. According to David and Merriam-Webster.com, regarding the pronunciation of Celtic or Celtic, David says the hard and soft C are both valid, and he refers us to Merriam-Webster.com. Richard Mansfield says, regarding the difference in Fort Worth and Dallas temperatures, the only thing which appears to be different on the radar is that west of Arlington received a little bit of rain today, where Dallas has not. And let's also talk to Joe in Arlington about that as well. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Good. I was going to say that temperature difference is kind of unusual, but I was going to give an answer as to why metro areas tend to be hotter than the outlying areas.
Sure.
Such as the DFW area, and Dallas usually does tend to be a couple of degrees hotter than Fort Worth. There are many contributing factors, but one of the main reasons is because metro areas are referred to what is called a heat island, and that's because they produce more pollution, more greenhouse gases, and also because metro areas have a higher coverage of concrete, so this actually exacerbates the heat. Therefore, the metro area will actually be a couple of degrees hotter than the outlying rural areas.
Very good. Thanks very much, Joe.
You're welcome.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's see. Lucienne says, a great place to go for travel at discounted prices is vacationstogo.com. Lucienne says, we've used them numerous times. I've been very pleased with the results. So you can check out them. DJ at Arlington says via email, I was driving out of downtown Dallas on Wednesday evening about 8:15. The exits to both 35E South and I-30 West were blocked. There were multiple police cars. Does anyone know what was going on? Probably an accident. And Daniel asks, I wonder if by raising drink prices on airlines and now charging for sodas, whether they will really make more money or less. This is in the current climate. Wouldn't it be better to take the Walmart approach and sell more for less, making more people happy, then sell fewer drinks for more and end up upsetting more already upset customers? He says, I wonder if anyone can point me to any surveys or calculations. 800-933-5372. Up next is Sam in Crowley. Hello, Sam.
Hi. A couple of weeks ago, you had a lady call in who asked about how to get KERA when she was driving around in Houston.
Yeah.
I have a telephone that has internet on it. So when I'm out in the country cruising around on the interstate, I just tune in or I stream KERA radio over my phone and I can listen to KERA no matter where I am.
Wow. Well, Sam, thanks very much. Thanks for listening, first of all, and for the suggestion, second.
And you can also run it through your radio by using the input jack on the front of a lot of radios now.
Wow. Okay. Great.
All right. Thanks.
Take care. 800-933-5372. Up next is Victor in Dallas. Hello, Victor.
Yes. I think I'm calling for an answer about your dry marker board.
Yeah.
You can use a shower board, which you can get at any of your local Home Depots or any of your home improvement stores. White shower board works great as a marker board.
Okay.
Dry erase.
Very good. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. In answer to the lakes question, Richard says, next to air, water is the most important thing to life. You die in 5 days without it, and you can't drink oil. He says, Caddo Lake in East Texas is a huge natural lake formed by log jams that were removed by the CPA in 1922, but it's still very big. In the early 1800s, steamboats went down the Mississippi and up the Sabine to Jefferson, a thriving industrial town. The rest of the lakes are man-made and take decades of planning and permitting. Lake Dallas is fed by lakes as far away as 200 miles with 6-foot diameter pipes to keep it at a constant level. Dozens of towns and cities get their water from Lake Dallas. He says, and all water questions are answered by the 2007 Texas Water Plan, which can be found online, I guess, if you Google 2007 Texas Water Plan. 800-933-5372. Up next is Audrey in Fort Worth. Hello, Audrey.
Hi.
I was wondering, how is it that mosquitoes can give people West Nile and not HIV?
Good question. I think I've seen something on this. It just doesn't, it doesn't live in their system, but West Nile does. But I don't know. We'll see if we get a better answer than that. I'm sure we will.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Perrin in North Richland Hills. Hello, Perrin.
How you doing?
Doing fine.
I'm looking for a 4x8 sheet, 4 foot by 8 foot sheet of corkboard. And I've gone online and you can find it. I have to have it shipped in. But I was wondering if there's any place local, Fort Worth, Dallas, to just go pick up a sheet of it.
To make
like a bulletin board, but I want big ones, like, because my kids draw like everything.
Right, and you want how thick?
A quarter inch would be nice, but it, you know, I could put a backer on it and then just, you know, use some kind of adhesive and
right.
You know.
Surely there's some place.
Yeah, you would think. But, I mean, at Home Depot, I'm like, why wouldn't you guys carry it? They sell like a little square, you know, for
right.
$10.
Okay.
But I want a, you know, a really big one,
sure.
even larger than 4x8, if, you know, if at all possible.
Sure. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you. If not today, then maybe next week.
Okay, I appreciate it, and it's a great show.
Hey,
love
thanks.
It.
Thanks very much.
All right. Have a good day.
800-933-5372. Jeannie writes and says, "Where can you go? Either where can you call or go online to find out?" To find out if you own the mineral rights to your property, you can probably look at your closing paperwork or maybe your deed. But Jeannie wants to know if there's a place that you can call or go online. Let's see. Grant wants to know, why do traffic reporters refer to collisions as wrecks in progress? I think it means that the accident cleanup is in progress, or is what I think. But someone will, maybe a traffic reporter is listening, perhaps in the building. Sonia in Dallas says, "I live in Dallas, but travel to Corpus Christi often. I treat my dog with Frontline, but every time we go to Corpus, he gets infested with fleas. He's an inside dog, and I keep him very clean, but the fleas in Corpus are unstoppable. I know that the fleas are worse there because of the humidity, but is there a product that will keep the fleas off of him?" And Bill in Highland Village says, "News reports report flooding in terms like 12 feet above flood stage. Is that 12 feet above the natural riverbank, ignoring the levee?" He says, "Because it can't be 12 feet above the top of the levees." Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at KERA.org. Time for a few more calls. This hour, let's talk to Robert in Dallas. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
I think it was during the 1930s, but it could have been the 40s. Diners, this kind of code sheet was distributed among diners, and
right.
every action had a number, supposedly to speed things up. Like ham and eggs would have a number, and the number for dishing it something or throwing it away was 86. And that stuck, and nothing else did. And you can hear it in movies long before there was ever an F-86 fighter.
Okay.
Plane.
Very good.
By the way, on the flea remedy,
yeah.
it won't hurt. It won't cost anything. You slice up a lemon real thin, and you pour a pint of boiling water over it, maybe a quart. You let it sit overnight. You put it in a spray bottle you buy at the dollar store and spray it on the animal. If the animal doesn't like being sprayed with water, spray it on your hands and work the lemon juice. Oh,
mm-hmm.
you strain off all the solid
sure,
stuff and just
sure.
put the liquid in the
sure.
spray bottle.
And you let it cool down.
Well, it'll cool down when
it's not boiling
overnight.
Right, okay.
And fleas don't like that stuff. And if it doesn't work, you really haven't lost anything. But it probably will, at least to some extent.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks very much.
Okay.
All right. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Michael in Frisco. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how are you today?
Doing fine.
Good. I have a question pertaining to traffic signals that are on the roads. The vertical posts that hold up the traffic signals, I've noticed that there are now white lights that are attached to them that seem to sequence with the traffic signals. And I was curious what the, you know, what is the use of those, or what is the function of those particular white lights that cycle with the traffic lights themselves?
That is so that a police officer who you can't see can be in a position to see that white light but not the traffic light, and can tell if you ran the light or not.
Oh, all right.
So they can be, you know, at a 90-degree angle or someplace else from the light, and they, when that light turns on, it means the light is either, you know, red or not. It, they know, obviously.
I understand.
And,
thanks for the help.
All right, sure thing.
Take care.
Let's see. And James in Richardson. Hello, James.
Hey, I had an answer for the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
The Celtics people occupied Western Europe, covering France, Northern Europe, where Belgium is, and the whole of the British Isles. So it's not, it's a founding people of all the culture of the British Isles. So the Brits, or the English, the Scots, the Welsh, and the Irish all have ties to the Celtic peoples.
Okay, but regarding the pronunciation, you don't have an opinion on that?
No, I think it's regional. Depends on what part of the United States you come from. But I was just going to say that this is I have a reference. It's a book called The Isles by Norman Davis,
mm-hmm.
and he goes into great length in explaining the history of the British Isles and the different cultures that make up the people there.
Very good. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
Let's see, probably time for, I don't know, let's see if we can get one more call in from John in Dallas. Hello, John.
Hey, I was wondering, I was over on Brookhaven.
Mm-hmm.
I work around Dallas, all over Dallas, and I was over on Brookhaven, and there was last week a historical marker sign that was bolted onto a piece of granite. And I don't know if, you know, those signs are made out of, like, bronze or something.
Sure.
Somebody stole it. And I tried to flag the police down, and police said they didn't really know what to do about that since it was, and they just kind of left. So I figured I'd call y'all because I listen all the time, and I know a lot of city folks are listening.
Sure.
But that's it.
Okay. All right. Well,
It's over on Brookhaven, let's see, Brookhaven and Hampton, or
sure.
Berkeley,
excuse me. Yeah, you should probably get in touch, I guess, maybe with somebody at the state of Texas and let them know so
okay.
that they can maybe file a report.
All right. I appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Thanks.
It is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. It is produced by yours truly. Today, our engineer was Justin Martin. Thank you very much, Justin. We also had help from Joe Cazera on the board as well. Brandilyn Barnett, assistant producer, answered the phones today, and we had production assistance from Emily Cox. Thanks to both of you. You can download episodes of the show at KERA.org, and when you're there, you can sign up for the free weekly podcast so that you don't have to download each one. It'll just happen automatically. And of course, please send your questions and answers, comments, suggestions. You can send those to anything@KERA.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thank you very much for listening and for participating. Have a great weekend.